In this two-part story, Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam briefs us about the current status of Pocahontas County High School, which had remained closed in January when Governor Justice opened all K through 8 schools, but not all high schools, since they were not allowed to open as long as their county's daily COVID-19 infection rate remained in a red status. Beam also talks about the possibility of county schools opening for 5 full days per week instruction rather than the current half-day Wednesday closures. He also gives us the current number of COVID-positive students and staff and the number currently under quarantine.
I understand that the high schools opened recently. Can you tell me how that came about and where we're at with that now?
Yeah, after we moved from red to orange, that enabled us to bring our high school kids back to school. Mr. Riley and I had discussed about having a day in between when the map changed and when we actually brought the students back. But the map was changing so often and we'd missed so much school that we just decided that we would go back the next day. And I did have a couple calls from parents thinking that was a little bit difficult on parents to be able to adjust that quickly. We understood their concern, but our thoughts are that we've missed so much school already. We didn't want to miss any more days than we had to. Since then, we've been able to stay in school.
Now, what happens if we have a spike where it ticks up the red for one day?
If we check the map at 10 o'clock, but let's say it had been red, then tomorrow we would not have school at the high school. It wouldn't affect pre-K-8, but it would affect the high school. And that would be practices, games, everything would be canceled for the next day. Let's say the following day, we went back to orange. They would get them back to school immediately the next day. I've been to the schools, visited classrooms. Kids seem to be doing well. We've had a couple little bumps along the road like we expected to have, but nothing we couldn't deal with. When you get around these kids, you can see how happy they are to be back in school. They missed their friends so much, and of course, they've missed a lot of academics. As I've been in classrooms, one of the things I've noticed, and I've talked to other teachers about, and the principals actually have shared this with me, is they were doing their benchmarks to see what kind of progress the kids have made. And of course, the progress is not where we want it to be, but it's not nearly as low as we figured it could be. The kids are doing better than we thought that they would be doing on the benchmarks. Today's Wednesday, February the 10th, and we are currently yellow on the map, so we're definitely trending in the right direction. Yesterday, Nurse Jenny sent me an updated list where we are as far as number of students that are sick or quarantined or whatever. The number she gave me, now this was as of yesterday, which would have been February the 9th. We had no positive staff members, 1 positive student, no staff in quarantine, and 9 students in quarantine, which of course came from the student that tested positive.
The high school?
It was not a high school, no. You asked me earlier, we were talking before we started the interview, about the staff still needing vaccines. So we're getting close of the ones who've requested.
Be sure to listen for part 2 of this interview, in which Beam talks about the effects of this pandemic on the upcoming high school and middle school winter and spring athletics, about how students are faring now that they are back in school, about a possible option for students to attend a June summer session to help them catch up on their pandemic-challenged educations, and about an exciting future project that they will be developing. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.